Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
This weekend, thousands of people all over Ireland will climb mountains as part of Climb with Charlie to raise funds for the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association and Pieta House. The former RTÉ broadcaster was of course diagnosed with MND last year, and the illness is already eroding his ability to speak. However, one Irish tech company has developed a software which can help Charlie have his voice back. Well, to find out more about this, we're joined on the line now by Keith Davey, CEO of Merino Software, who developed the software. And you're very welcome, Keith, to the programme this evening. It really does sound like spectacular technology. Can you explain to us how it works?
Sure. Well, I can try. I could make a very boring segment for your listeners. Machine learning is a very repetitive process, and that's really what we use to replicate the voice. And it's something that we use a lot of trial and error, using samples of Charlie's voice. And we mix that with a model of voices which have been recorded before. And just by trying and trying again, we eventually hope to get a voice that sounds something like Charlie.
And how did you get in touch with Charlie and his wife Claire in the first place to start working with him?
Well, it really started off back in, it would have been 2019. We were asked by Trevor Vaugh, who was the presenter of a show called Big Life Fix, which was on RTÉ, which was using technology to help people with disabilities and using design and technology actually to try and solve some problems for them. So we worked on an episode of that along with a lady called Roisin Foley, who was suffering with motor neuron disease, and made an app for her. And at that time, we couldn't really replicate her voice, so we really focused on using recordings of her voice. And we stuck a microphone on her for a week and had her go around and captured everything she said for a week and worked that into an app. But Trevor, when Charlie announced that he'd had the diagnosis, Trevor contacted Claire, his wife, and suggested that we try this again. So they got in touch with me and said we'd give it a try. So we decided to go back to the attempt to generate the voice. And obviously the technology has advanced in the last few years.
So you were able to then get clips of his voice. Was that through the RTÉ archive, or how did you manage to do that?
Exactly. Claire, his wife, is an editor within RTÉ, so she was able to pull together a lot of audio. And she sent me files, I don't even know how much, 3, maybe 5 hours of audio of Charlie's recordings doing the news and documentaries and so on. So obviously being who he is, we have a wealth of material to work from, and there wasn't any issue getting audio for him.
First, say to you, Keith, well done, because it's just superb to see it in action, your software. And he was always an expert communicator, Charlie, and he uses your software brilliantly. But can I just ask you what it was like? What was the reaction like when it was used first by Charlie Bird?
Well, I mean, he was quite shocked when we first played it back, and so was, you know, his wife and his family. And it's a strange feeling for me, because when we make software, we obviously make software for businesses and so on normally, who use it with multiple people. We don't normally get to make something so targeted at an individual. So he was quite shocked, and I was really delighted, obviously, to see that we'd reached the level that he'd hoped we'd get to.
Mm-hmm. And what does this mean then, I wonder, for Charlie and other people who might have motor neurons disease to have access to something like this? What do you think it means for them?
Well, I mean, through this, we've spoken to a few people now who are suffering from motor neuron disease. And I think it's obviously, you know, it's a terrible diagnosis to get. And when you get over the initial shock, you have to look at, like, how is it likely to progress? And one of the things people are told is to bank their voice as early as possible. And people will lose their voice through this, and it takes away a piece of their individuality and their personality. And I hope through this we're giving a little bit of that back to them, and it can give people back a little bit of confidence to be able to go out and keep active and know that they'll be able to communicate. And, you know, I can't emphasize enough for people who have, well, really any affliction where they're going to lose their voice, that record yourself as early as possible. That'd be the important point.
That makes sense, of course, because otherwise, if you haven't done that, are there other options? Are there other sort of, if you're a man, can you choose a male voice to speak for you as such, or a female voice to speak for you?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually had people contact us, and a couple of people have already lost their voice, and other family members, like, you know, one man in particular, his brother was offering to donate his voice and said that his voice was actually quite similar. So that's one approach. I think, you know, hopefully eventually we can build up a library of voices and make this more applicable to people, because if you look at what people are typically offered, I mean, I know Charity was originally offered an Irish woman's voice and an English man's voice was the only two options he had. But even if there are people who've already lost their voice, if we had a library of regional accents and both genders and so on, we could at least offer people something that was close to who they were.
Because that, I can only imagine that would make a huge difference. You know, what you're going through is difficult enough. And there must be a huge sense of grief from all the various aspects of your life that you feel that you're losing. And to be able to hold on to your voice, your own voice, or something very close to your own voice, would make a big, big difference.
Absolutely. And I mean, I don't think people necessarily, you know, if you're given that diagnosis and you're told all these other things, obviously you're initially in shock. And as the disease progresses, you'll start to have problems speaking. So it's hard to take on board, but you really do need to do something about it as early as possible.
Yeah. Your software, though, is really exciting, Keith. For people who might find themselves in this situation, are you rolling this out now on a wider scale to the market entirely, or will people be able to access it?
That's certainly the plan. I mean, each time the charity does something in the media, we get another round of emails from people. And it's not just motor neuron sufferers. It's people who've had strokes and, you know, people who've had head injuries in motor accidents and all sorts of different scenarios. So we really do want to be able to roll this out to people. But, I mean, to be honest, this took us a little bit by surprise because we decided to try it and then made an app for Charlie, and he's such a high profile figure that it's getting a lot of notice. But what we need to really do now is make it self-sustaining and make it something that we can, well, A, do for people who don't have a voice bank in the RTE archive, and also make it work for, you know, that it's applicable to just anyone who has this sort of affliction, and that we can do it on a sustainable basis.
Can I ask you finally, Keith, if it was nice to work on a project like this, apart from business and the bottom line and all that, nice to do something almost altruistic?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, when you talk to people who you know, Charlie in particular, obviously, I mean, when I initially spoke to Charlie, and it was only shortly after the diagnosis, you see the kind of, I mean, everyone's spoken about how much he's really put into Climate Charlie and how it's really, you know, his positivity about it is incredible. So you want to be part of that. But also when you talk to other people who have these kind of problems, I mean, you just want to help people. There's some terrible stories that we've had in from email, and we really just want to help those people as much as we can, of course.
Well, Keith, thank you for joining us to talk us through how the technology works. It really does sound like a lifeline for a lot of people. That's Keith Davey, CEO of Merino Software. We'll take a break.